Today, June 21st, is the feast day of St. Aloysius Gonzaga, the patron saint of Catholic youth and a great Jesuit novice and seminarian who died at the young age of 23 before he was even able to be ordained to the priesthood. He was born in the year 1568 in northern Italy. He came from a royal family, a very wealthy family. His father was the prince of that region. His father wanted him to become a great military figure, but God called Aloysius to a life of the seminary. And it's very interesting when you read and study his life. He was a remarkable young man. Even at the age of 7, he began doing spiritual reading, began reading the little office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. By age 11, he was teaching catechism to other children. By the age of 13, he was fasting 3 days a week and doing many ascetical practices. And he, all this time, was living in the most prestigious and wealthy area. This was during this time in northern Italy, the Renaissance. He was a page in the royal court. He had all these worldly possessions, and yet he knew that true happiness came from the spiritual life, not from all of these possessions that he had, from all his wealth. So he could have inherited a great deal of wealth and all these worldly things. In fact, the courts in those days were known also for their immorality and their promiscuity, and yet he was given an incredible grace of God for the holy virtue of purity in the midst of all the filth of northern Italy at the time with the immorality. So it's remarkable graces given to this young man. So here he is, a teenager, surrounded by the royal court, and yet God raised up this great saint in the midst of this situation. So he had this great desire to become a Jesuit. He had read a book. He'd done some spiritual reading. He had read a book about Jesuit missionaries to India. And he was so captivated and impressed by what he read, he said he wanted to become a Jesuit. And so his father was opposed to this, and they had a battle of wills for 4 years. His father saying, no, you have to enter the schools for the military. He wanted to become a Jesuit. So for 4 years, they sort of had this battle. But eventually, his will was stronger than his father's will, because he knew that he was doing the will of God. And so he was allowed to enter the Jesuit seminary at age 18. He gave his entire inheritance legally to his brother. His father and his relatives were furious, but they could not match the strong will of this young man. In the seminary, St. Robert Bellarmine became his advisor and spiritual director, and he just lived a life of prayer and penance within the seminary, and he died taking care of plague victims in the year 1591. He had one of the jobs of the seminarians was to work in the hospitals, and during the plague of that year, he contracted it and died 3 months later. So here he was, 23 years old, and declared by the church a great saint of that era. So again, what's so unique about him is that in the midst of that toxic environment, morally toxic environment of the immorality and the wealth and all these things, the feuds and the violence of that society, God raised up this amazing seminarian known for his holiness, his penance, his purity, and his incredible love for the Lord and our Blessed Mother. So he is declared the patron saint of youth. And of course, there's many colleges and high schools named after the great St. Aloysius Gonzaga. So we pray today for all of our young people, for all of our seminarians, that they will be inspired by and follow the example of Aloysius Gonzaga. I think one last thought is that his life shows the power of spiritual reading. Just to read a book on the saints can change a person's life. And in our modern society, our young people need role models and examples. And in the media and movies, television, sports give certain kinds of examples, but what I think we need to do is to make sure that your children and grandchildren are inspired in reading the lives of the saints, because it was reading one book about these Jesuit missionaries to India and the martyrs that transformed his life. So the power of spiritual reading. So we pray today, St. Aloysius Gonzaga, pray for us.